fight has now faced a counter attack. And the United Nations has just passed unanimously a resolution to restart humanitarian aid to Iran once the war winds down.
Rutgers blue light the first. GWP on the roll of the president. More, more, more.
Well, welcome to the production. Fighting around and inside the southern city of Basra, Iraq's second largest city. British and Iraqi military fighters used mortars and machine guns.
About 2,000
who were trying to get out of the city. British troops on the outskirts of Basra apparently then opened fire on the militiamen. British Army officers have assumed that Basra is, quote, nowhere near being under their control. The U.S. military has allegedly won long supply lines, and Iraqi resistance has reduced the chances of a swift war.
It's
sending 120,000 Let's look at the latest developments.
The
U.S. military says fighting is continuing along the Euphrates Valley, mainly near the river crossings of the towns of Nazaria and Najaf. Further east, the Americans are reported to be meeting determined resistance as they advance towards the town of
Al-Qud.
There have been further explosions in Baghdad following one of the heaviest nights of bombing so far. Coalition forces targeted communications facilities. Iraq says 7 civilians were killed.
GWP on the road. The president.
After attacking an enclave in North Iraq, Kurdish fighters now face a counter attack. And the United Nations has just passed unanimously a resolution to restart humanitarian aid to Iran once the war winds down.
Rutgers blue light the first. GWP on the roll of the president.